Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
A pit with a big one, Doran, against Cincinnati, high noon on Saturday.
Big game, as you just said. The game that I circled on the schedule. I think they need to go 3-1 or 4-0 within the month of September. This is the true test. And, you know, as you know, Pat would probably say the same thing. Was pleasantly surprised on Saturday with the different wrinkles in the new offense and seeing Cade Bell for the first time and seeing some of the new guys. You know, Desmond Reed was definitely a pleasant surprise, a very explosive player at running back. Sincere Lee is a receiver. Raphael Williams, Poppy Williams is another receiver. And Kenny Johnson, who's a sophomore now, had over 100 yards. So, and you know, we obviously know that Eli Holstein had a fantastic game. But that is all very encouraging. It's against Kent State. I understand that. But this is the true test, I think, for Pitt. At least, you know, within this month, because you never know with the West Virginia game. That's always a toss-up. Who knows what that game's going to provide for you, and then you have Youngstown State after that. So this is the true test on the road early on in the season. You're going against a legit Division I opponent. You got to come out with a win if they do. The schedule, and I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but, you know, seeing what Florida State's been doing, I think things are up for grabs in the ACC when we come down to it in November. So this is the next challenge ahead of Pitt, and I'm excited to see what they got against the legit squad.
Can I apologize real quick?
No.
They're not playing the game in Rio, so now we're 0 for 3. They're playing it in Sao Paulo.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Which I thought that was ESPN's Eagles reporter.
Sao Paulo Antonio.
Oh, okay, very good. Not to cut you off there, Pat. Well, take that ball
Saturday.
And run.
Saturday is, both teams coming off 3-9 seasons, so this is as much of a proving ground for Cincinnati as it is for Pitt. So I think they're two teams that are, there's a lot of new, you know, for Cincinnati defensively, new D coordinator. They gave up a bunch of yards to Towson last week, rushing yards in particular, which will be interesting to see how Cade Bell, who threw the ball 50 times against Kent State, does he adjust? Do they run the ball a little bit, try to get the game under control? And then, you know, with Cincinnati offensively, I was concerned in the third quarter of the Kent game with the rush defense for Pitt. They only gave up 31 yards, but Cincinnati's going to try to run the ball. They've got all five guys up front return, 80 combined starts career-wise, and two pretty good backs. So, you know, as explosive as Pitt was offensively, I think Cincinnati was equally explosive, 638 total yards against Towson. This game, to me, comes down to who runs the ball better. And that's a very old-school mentality, but I think whoever's able to set that foundation in the football game will control the game and thus have the best chance to win the game.
I look at the lines, right, not offensive, defensive, but gambling-wise, and Pitt opened up as a one-point dog, and then it moved to 2, and now it's 1.5. I think the line's moving in the right direction. I think Pitt's a better football team. I'm not crazy about Cincinnati. I know they got Dante Corleone coming back. I can't imagine. He was dealing with blood clots in June.
Yeah.
I can't imagine he's going to play a lot. I guess you get cleared when you get cleared, right?
Right.
Maybe he legitimately wouldn't have been able to play last week, and you get cleared when you get cleared. If he could have been cleared for last week, you would have liked to see, if you're a Cincy person, build him up a little bit just to see what he's got in there. But I can't imagine he's going to have a big impact on the game. He's not going to play 50% of the snaps. That might even be rich.
Well, especially with the tempo that Pitt's going to try to go at.
That's a good point.
I think that's an advantage that Pitt did not have a year ago, is the ability to tempo and keep up. He is a big human being. He's going to be lined up right on Lyndon Cooper at center. Pitt did not handle that well last year. He was a menace inside. So that's kind of a game within the game a little bit, is how does the tempo impact Cincinnati, because, you know, Pitt's going to be more familiar with Cincinnati in terms of comparing them to last year than Cincinnati will be with,
sure,
Pitt. This is a vastly different Pitt offense than they saw a year ago, certainly, and hopefully they perform better. I mean, Pitt completed 10 passes against Cincinnati out of 36 attempts last year. That's hard to win football game. Hard to believe they only lost by 6 points in that game. Now, Filt did throw 3 touchdowns in that game, and Pitt came back and cut it to 6 points late. But, you know, Kiner had a big run. This to me, is a game that it may not be as explosive because you've got, you know, two Power 5 teams. It might not be as explosive as either team was in week one, but you may see more on the ground, especially early.
Were you encouraged by how everybody was on the same page on offense?
Yeah.
That's hard on me, right? I mean, that's a hard offense to get everybody. It's not just about the quarterback. It's about, you know, all 10 other guys to be on the same page. And I feel like they did a decent job. I mean, you know, there were some penalties, but it just seemed like everybody was on the same page early.
There were mostly penalties throughout the course of the play. There wasn't any procedure penalties. There weren't any illegal formations. There weren't like random timeouts on 2nd and 5 because guys couldn't get lined up. That'll obviously be more challenging on the road, you know, at Cincinnati with communication and so forth. But I think all the factors, right? I mean, you have new offense, up tempo, helmet communication, iPads on the sidelines. I mean, these are all things that you practice with all offseason, but you really can't simulate the game.
No.
And now they're going to do it on the road. And teams that handle that well are teams that are able to win on the road. And if you win on the road, you got a chance to go places. So this is a really, really big football game. I think it's the biggest game in this month for Pitt, regardless of what happens next week, because this will really set their confidence going into the backyard brawl, and certainly look forward to that game too.
But you're not looking ahead.
Can't look ahead. I mean, we can. We can look ahead all we want.
Right.
Because it really don't matter for us. We're talking about, I mean, the brawl is going to be fun. It's going to be fun. But this week, to me, when you boil it down, you're going to be miserable.
Just real quick. The brawl is never fun.
Yes, it is. Why not?
It is awful.
Why?
It's terrible. Because the whole time, it's going to be close. And it's going to, in the whole time, this is me and my anxiety just with life, as we talked about in the pre-show, Doran. The whole time, if it's within a score, I'm thinking about how my life is going to suck for the whole next year if you lose. Like that, and that's the way it is every year. I don't care how good one team is, how bad the other team is, how great one team is.
Perhaps you and I should go out for a beer.
We
just
should
talk about perspective.
I would love that.
Because we sports talk radio. We make this out to be life and death, but to me, what I've appreciated even last year, you know, I was the damn honorary captain for this game, and I got an L on my record in that game. Even last year, you know what I walked away thinking? This is really good for college football.
Oh, yes, it's great for college football.
Same.
It's really good for college football. I hated every minute of that game, but I enjoyed the environment.
Yep.
So take a step back.
But think just real quick.
It's not all about you, Adam.
Well, that's what I was going to say. And then, please, it always is. Imagine if you lived in Morgantown, and then the whole year, you got to think about that L, because that's what I'm living,
baby. Do have a hell of a lot more to do up here, just to be honest, but...
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.